Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to you all. This is the Business Day Spotlight, your destination for African business made simple. My name is Mudiwa Gabaza, and for today, we get into a discussion about what's going on in the economy, what is happening with the consumers and businesses, and we're going to be talking to the team from Bankserv Africa, their latest Betty, that is the Bankserv Africa Economic Transactions Index, which measures the value of all electronic transactions cleared through Bankserv Africa monthly at seasonally adjusted real prices. Those results recently came out for February 2025, and we're going to get a sense around what's going on, especially against the backdrop of the recently tabled national budget for 2025. Helping us to make sense of what's going on, we are joined by Elise Kruger, who is an independent economist, and she helps to put all of this together and make it make sense. Elise, greetings to you today.
Good day, Madiba.
So, let's begin just on the Betty itself. For the uninitiated, what are we looking at? I think the description that we gave is that we are looking at the value of all electronic transactions that are cleared through Bankserv Africa. Bankserv Africa is the biggest automated clearinghouse in South Africa and the region. But, maybe you could give us some insight into how that type of data gives us a sense of what's going on in the economy.
Yes, indeed. It's quite an interesting data set from Bankserv Africa in the sense that it's looking at all the transactions taking place. Those include your EFT, debits, credits, debit check, real-time clearing, and also the new addition PayShop transactions. So it gives a sense for economic activity, especially if you look at it in value terms and you strip out the impact of inflation. So we calculate or compile an index that is seasonally adjusted and in real terms. So it gives you a good sense of the underlying momentum in economic activity.
So against that backdrop then, what is the Betty telling us about the health of the SA economy? Because, things don't always seem to be that good and rosy. What's happening out there?
In the past 2 months, both in January and in February, moving downwards in Feb by 0.6%, really bringing the index level back to what we have seen in September last year. And, if you look at the Betty over time, on a graph, you will note that the Betty has been muddling along mostly since May last year. So we had a nice, upward trend initially in the early months of 2024. And then since May, we have stabilized at a fairly high level, though, but not really moving out of this current band. So that, to me, the data tells us that the economy is actually muddling along at its current level. We're not breaking out of what we are seeing as almost a sideways movement.
Elise, you're calling it a sideways movement. Other people would say that things are relatively flat. I guess this is just a reflection of what's happening in the economy. We often hear about the stagnation, the fact that growth is quite low, relative to where it was back in the day. I think the expectation is that this year we will see 1.5 or 2% growth for the year. From a real economy point of view, what do you think something like a Betty is able to give that some of the big national headline numbers, tend to leave out, some of the color that perhaps this data set gives us that we leave out when we talk about where that CPI, where that's those headline, growth figures for the year? What's the color that we're getting from here?
Mudiva, I think firstly the Betty is comprehensive, so it is capturing an overall, I almost want to say, snapshot of the economy. And what is making it especially useful is the fact that it is released, you know, fairly quickly after month end. So typically we will release in the second week of a month, giving some insight about the previous month. Whereas if you have to wait for instance, Stats SA's economic growth or secondary data, you'll wait at least another 6 weeks plus to get a feel for what happened in that month. So from that point of view, it's a time, yes, indicator which gives you a good feel for what the economy is doing. So where we are currently, it really tells me that first quarter GDP is likely to be dismal and most probably worse than what we expect, given that we are seeing this drop down in the Betty in the first 2 months of the year. Perhaps I could just add, you know, that this muddling along scenario that's playing out in the Betty, and also, as you noted, you know, elsewhere has also been talked about the flatness of the economy. It's really in this time period where you tend to see some sectors are underperforming, and then here and there a sector is outperforming. So almost as if this, you end up with an offsetting scenario where the economy as a whole is just muddling along, moving sideways, despite the fact that you sometimes see in the headline, for instance, on vehicle sales that has been rocketing up in the last 2 months. But we see manufacturing and mining and overall numbers, you know, remaining depressed. So you've got those, you know, conflicting signals in this environment of muddling along.
Against that backdrop, Elise, I'm keen to get your sense of, the push and pull that has had to happen with the national budget for this year. This latest Betty result came out literally a day after Minister Enoch Godongwana tabled the budget for this year. You know, a lot being said about things like VAT and other things. But when you compare and contrast what you're seeing on the Betty side and perhaps some of the policy considerations that are being made, do these things align in, you know, from what you can see in your analysis?
Yes, on the budget, you know, my view is that what has been announced in terms of additional tax revenue that needs to be collected, you know, that is most likely going to be growth negative for the South African economy. I mean, we are talking, I think, was it 28 billion in additional revenue to be collected. And most of that will be coming from salary earners, from the middle class in terms of the personal income tax side of it. And on the VAT side, again, it's a consumption tax, so that will also impact, you know, and erode the ability of South Africans to spend out there. So from the point of view of growth, I do think the budget's impact will be growth negative in 2025. Having said that, you know, some of the longer-term spending priorities like the CAPEX, that was an expenditure that was announced for the next 3 years, that 1 trillion, could you know, add over time to our potential growth rate in the medium term. But in the very short term, like 2025, I do think this is going to be another negative, i.e. a downside risk to the current growth forecast of about 1.5%.
I'm certainly with you there, especially from what you're talking about around the middle class. South Africa has long been known to be a country that has a relatively small tax base when compared to, you know, the wider population, and the fact that this is a segment that seems to carry a lot of burden, and this is just a further burden on that. If I then look over to the Betty, because you guys are tracking all of these transactions that are flowing through the Banks of Africa, you know, system. Where do you anticipate we'll possibly be seeing some of, you know, some of the, I don't know whether it's going to be the lower spending or, you know, that type of activity. Like you said, certain things are doing well right now, like your vehicle goods. But in light of what's going on, this extra 28 billion, does it result in us having, you know, less spend on certain luxury items? Is it less spend on perhaps, you know, entertainment and some of those? How do you see that dynamic playing out?
Yes, indeed. I do think, you know, the luxuries, the durable goods side could suffer in this environment. Having said that, you know, there's always a number of factors to take into consideration. So I'm thinking in terms of the fact that we've seen like vehicle sales, you know, spiking up. It could also be related to the downward trend in our interest rates. So I mean, those are credit purchases that might perhaps you know not be impacted so much initially from the tax side. But I think definitely on luxuries and, as you mentioned, on entertainment, you know, the nice to haves, you know, might be on the back burner again, whereas people and households, you know, will focus mostly on what is needed, you know, the necessities in the budget. So from that point of view, I think retailers will continue to do well, especially your grocery retailers and so on. But I'm thinking the more expensive items could be you know, suffering a bit from this environment.
Yeah, it is quite a bleak outlook and picture, but I guess that's the reality that people are dealing with right now, and where South Africa sits in 2025. I want to take a step back a little bit, Elise, to maybe get a sense of we've looked at the Betty in isolation, and then against maybe some of the considerations when it comes to the national budget and how some of those decisions may affect some of the readings from the Betty in future. When it comes to the Betty itself, how are some of the results that we're seeing on the Betty side working with, or I guess contrasting with, maybe other barometers that you're keeping an eye on?
Yeah, so the ones that I really keep an eye on, because they are also sort of released shortly after the month end, is the APSA PMI that is zooming into the manufacturing sector. Now, there we have seen four consecutive months of dismal outcomes in terms of the PMI below 50, i.e. manufacturing sector remains in contractionary territory. So that's the one. And then also the S&P Global PMI, that's a bit more of a broad-based purchasing managers index. That one has also been under pressure over the past 3 months, also below the mid or the neutral level of 50. So to me, that's almost confirmation that what we are seeing in the Betty is also is playing out in other, you know, in other sectors and in the, you know, some other indicators as well. So there, you know, is where I really get the sense of on the one side confirmation, and then we've got also something like vehicle sales that spiked up. But, you know, so overall, to me, it's a moderate story. Once we start to see all arrows pointing up on a monthly basis, like from the APSA PMI, from the S&P Global PMI and vehicle sales and Betty, then you can start to talk about a change in trend. But while you've got the scenario where some of these indicators are dismal and others are looking a bit better, yeah, and you look at the Betty moving just mostly sideways, then you still get that sense that we are stuck, in a fairly low growth profile environment. And, you know, on the one side, we have some cyclical factors we hope that will push this economy forward. I'm thinking here about, you know, the fairly low levels of inflation that we currently see in South Africa. I mean, this week we're expecting a February's number in the order of 3.4%. We've got, you know, really room, I think, to cut rates a bit further, interest rates, given this very favorable inflation story that we've got. So there's some cyclical, you know, factors that could push us a bit forward. And just to maybe link that favorable inflation in profile into the expectation of a real wage increase in 2025. So if you think about salary increases in any order, 4.5, 5, 5.5, and you've got an average headline CPI at, say, 4%, then you are talking about a positive real increase in wage. And that is also, I would say, an offsetting factor for some of the negatives we have spoken about, because that will add to the purchasing power of households.
All right. At least there's some hope, you know, given everything that, you know, that you're talking about. And it is interesting, I guess, as a thought exercise to maybe wait and see what's going to have, I guess, a bigger push or pull on consumer spend, lower interest rates. And if that cutting cycle does continue, you know, does that have you know, an overall net effect of, you know, pushing up, you know, activity in the economy? Or, you know, do we have, you know, some of that cancelled out, you know, by some of the policy announcements that were announced last week, you know, with the budget? It does seem as if, you know, like anything else in the economy, lots of complexity.
Indeed, you know, and I do think, you know, those will be offsetting factors. But I also do think, you know, that the base case expectation for 2025 is indeed for better growth coming through on the household consumption expenditure side. In an additional tailwind that we haven't mentioned yet is the two-part withdrawals that are also mentioned you know, by some of the companies in the retail space, saying that they have seen additional spending coming through from that source. Also, recently an indication that the vehicle sales pickup has been as a relation to the two-part withdrawals, that people decided to use those withdrawals to put down a deposit, for instance, for a new motor vehicle purchase. So, you know, that's an additional, I would say, tailwind that one could add, that's now added, you know, into the mix since last year, September. And, you know, the withdrawals, the initial withdrawals have exceeded expectations. And, you know, a fairly big amount of money has flowed into the economy. Some of that for debt reduction, but definitely also some of that for further spending in the economy.
No, certainly. And once again, you know, at least we're hearing some signs of hope. You know, things can be that people can be looking forward to, albeit off of a low base. But anything that moves us in a positive direction is a good thing. Elise, where I want us to end off is maybe zooming out a little bit further. You know, South Africa has often, you know, found itself as a small open economy that is subject to what's going on in global markets. We often know that with the rand, for example, it's more a function of what's going on internationally that tends to affect the rand, you know, than the domestic factors. Lots of geopolitical tensions when it comes to South Africa. South Africa finds itself in a very interesting moment in the first quarter of 2025. How do you see some of that playing out, you know, in for the rest of the year? And, you know, whenever you and I talk next, how do you anticipate that will be translating? You know, whether that's the Betty, whether that's, you know, growth, you know, growth numbers and that type of thing. How do you see some of that actually, you know, affecting ordinary South Africans?
Yes, indeed. You know, geopolitical risk, sort of the global trade war evolving, all of those, you know, are important factors as it will impact the South African economy, especially in terms of our export side. And I think, you know, as much as it's still difficult to really quantify the impact on the South African economy overall from what's happening in terms of trade and, you know, possibly, you know, not a renewal of our AGOA trade agreement with the US and so forth, I think it will, on a net basis, be negative for South Africa and thus be a further downward or downside risk to our growth outlook. However, I want to just, you know, add into this discussion the fact that, you know, risks are not always one-directional, i.e. it's not always that, say, the rand would be necessarily always be weaker, whatever plays out globally. And I'm thinking if you just look at the current level of the international oil price, you know, sitting at $70 per barrel, you know, I think that is, for instance, a risk that plays out almost to the benefit of the globe and the benefit of South Africa, given that we are importers of oil. At the lower levels, you know, we are looking forward now to, for instance, a fairly sizable fuel price reduction at the beginning of April. And this is also due to what is happening globally. So it's not one directional, and one will have to, you know, to, sort of look at it in detail to really say what's the net effect of what is happening, both on the geopolitical side in terms of the conflicts playing out and that seem to be moving towards hopefully a point where we can get an end to some of those conflicts, versus then on the trade side, you know, an escalation in the trade war. So I would say uncertain times for the global economy. likely to see that the global economy's performance in 2025 will be worse than expectations at the beginning of the year, given what we are seeing already in the first 2 months of this year. And then we will in South Africa also have the indirect effect in the sense that our trading partners will be also heavily impacted by the trade war, and that could result in less demand for our exports coming from our export or our trading partners. So not necessarily only a direct effect from what the US is announcing, say for South Africa or for our aluminium and steel exports, but also the indirect effect, you know, what's happening to our trading partners in this environment. So it's very uncertain, and I think, you know, we will have to watch the space as we go on. But I would say if I had to put my head on a block, I think it will be downside risk to global growth, which could filter through into downside risk to South African growth as well.
So that's how we land today's conversation, just outlining what's happening in South Africa and the global economy, ending off there, talking about what's happening with the geopolitical tensions as well as escalating global trade war. You know, at least just saying that some of that likely adds to some of the risks, you know, that could have that would have a downward impact on the South African economy, because, you know, so many of South Africa's trade partners are affected there. But at the same time, you know, South Africa is a small and open economy. But she does caution to say that, you know, all of these risks aren't always, you know, one directional. You know, some of the things that are happening, such as the oil price, are things that can actually work in South Africa's favor. Zooming in a little bit into South Africa itself, the conversation was mainly about what's happening in the South African economy, as according to the Banks of Africa Economic Transactions Index, that is the BETI, and that is, it measures the value of all electronic transactions that are cleared through their system. And one of the things that Elise was just speaking about is that, as an indicator that is released, you know, just after each month end, it's really robust as a way to have a pulse check of what's going on in the economy, and quite comprehensive because of, you know, the large data set that they are taking advantage of, sitting at the intersection of all of the country's banks. And, you know, from that point of view, the data shows that the BETI has been muddling along. I think that is those are the words that, you know, Elise was talking about, a sign of what's going on in the, you know, wider economy, and also, you know, reflecting, you know, some of, you know, the growth expectations right now. Yes, we are expecting a slightly higher growth, you know, so things are good from that point of view, but, you know, still not where, you know, things could be, you know, if things were moving in a different direction. She also mentioned the fact that, you know, when it comes to a couple of some of the other indicators that she looks at, you know, things seem to be falling in line. So that's how we end off today's discussion. We were in conversation with Elise Kruger. She is an independent economist, helping us to make sense of that BETI for February 2025. Elise, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Madiba. That was an interesting discussion.
And that's been it for this edition of the Business Day Spotlight. Remember that you can find our latest podcasts on Business Live. That's under the podcast Business Day Spotlight tab on Twitter with hashtag BD Spotlight. And remember that you can review and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, or wherever you choose to get your pods casted. Thank you to our amazing team. I've been Mudiwa Gavaza of the Business Day and Financial Mail. And this has been another edition of the Business Day Spotlight, which is a multimedia live production. So, for myself and the rest of the team, it is good evening, good afternoon, and good morning.